Hey, welcome to the spot where we're not here to talk at you. We're here to talk with you. So let me holler at you.
Here we go, here we go. Welcome to Let Me Holler At You. How you doing today, Mr. Booker?
What up, though? Doing pretty not good. Much.
You know, you always throw me off with that what up, though, because it'd be like, I be trying to figure out how I should respond appropriately.
Oh, what up, though? that's the dope thing about it. It means everything.
Like, should I say what it is?
No. No. What up, though? What up, though?
Got you. So today's episode, we're going to talk about the dating experience, types of dating. Yeah, deep breath. Let me start by saying I hate dating.
It's not a fun thing.
Nothing about it is fun. Yeah. I hate it. I hate dating.
What about it, though?
All of it.
Just the whole thing?
The whole thing.
He's going to throw the whole thing away.
I'm going to throw the whole thing away. See, I just wish it was as simple as I like you, you like me, let's get married. Like, I wish it was that simple.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense.
I mean.
Because really, that's all it should take, right?
That's what it took last time. It worked for 10 years. Yeah. Like, if I can just. Yeah, but no, don't work that way. Yeah. No. No, I feel like the Instagram thoughts. And I feel like they made it real hard for women like me. I'm just being real. Like, these guys have very unrealistic expectations when it comes to dating.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody likes a smoothed over face and, you know, eyes that suddenly turn green. Hair that just magically turns another color with sparkles going down across.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what the turn on is with that. But yeah.
It's the thing. And it's like, it's always the thing. And it's like the less clothes that they have on, the greater the opportunity it seems
and
like they
see,
get.
That's my thing. I like a little secret. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's nothing like unwrapping the gift. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you've already seen what the goods are, sometimes it's just not as, you know. But then there's times where, you know, that's the best part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's not working for me at all. Because I purposely don't put full body pictures on any dating app that I've done. Like, I don't put full body pictures.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those things. Really, all in all social media. If you're looking for a full body picture of me, you got to go dig for it. It's just not just there.
You know what? Now that you say that, not that I've dug, but I've known you long enough to have seen, you know, several of your
really
posts. No,
it.
You don't.
I really don't do it because, I realize that guys think I'm short and fat because of that. But for me, it's like, I don't need you like, oh, damn, she got a fat ass. Let me talk to her. Like, I don't want that. Want you to, because I guess I'm old school
What if they not thinking she got a fat ass? What if they like, yo, that shit look pillowy. Like, I can lay on that all day, dude. What if he like, man, I can't wait to massage that booty.
I'm still not doing it.
What? Mm-mm. Oh, man.
Because I like the element of surprise. And that is always funny when I meet a man
surprise.
For the first time and they're like, oh, my God.
See, you know what? That is the element of surprise. Because when, you know, it come down and it kind of just pop out at you. You know what I'm saying? When you pull them down and it just boom. You know, and it kind of, you know, the movie sound effect when it boom. You know, it just throw you off. That's the surprise. What you mean?
Mm-mm. And I had another friend. Actually, I had two friends. Was like, Ty, why you don't put none of your modeling pictures on your page? I'm like, mm-mm.
Nah, you know what? Nah, that I can get, though.
Mm-mm.
Because your modeling pics are, you know, next level.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That I can understand.
For free? Then they just... I just got material running around. The next time you get bored and horny, and I don't even know you. Nah, I'm good.
You can't be nobody relief system.
Right.
That's what we doing.
I'm not doing that.
So with dating, I'm still relatively new to it. I'm not fond of it.
I hate it.
You know, I've been either married or in a relationship almost 20 years of my life. I'm only 42.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you think about it, that's over half my adult life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't have the same experience with dating as an adult. But the few dates I have been on, they actually been pretty solid. But it's the aftermath of it. Like, I really don't. It's, you know how, like, people are like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have no clue what to do afterwards. Like,
do I say thank you?
Yeah.
Do I reach out first?
Yeah, because it's not like I'm about to do this, you know. I ain't tonguing you down the first date. Pause. Like,
right.
It's not happening. You know? Like, we good.
Right.
So the question becomes, like, you know, with the follow-up, like, mm-hmm. how strong does the, like, so for you, you know, you have a good date with a guy, like, mm-hmm. a great time. You know, y'all separate on the hug. You, mm-hmm. you do a, hey, let me know you got home safe. Mm-hmm. You let him know. Y'all probably text a few words back and forth, go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does the follow-up need to be? How strong does that follow-up need to be?
It's funny you asked that, because that was last night for me.
Okay.
Or actually early this morning, because we was talking till 2. Anyway, when I made it home, I was like, you know, I want to thank you again for a lovely evening. Enjoy the conversation. And I made it home safe. Have a good night. I left that there. But of course, there was a little chit-chat after that. Mm-hmm. So about 2 o'clock, I was like, I ain't heard from him. So I'm wondering, is he trying to figure out, should he say something? And I'm trying to figure out if I should say something. I'm just going to say something. I was just like, hey, hope you're having a great day. Left it there.
So that was you that said the,
mm-hmm.
hope you're having a great day?
Mm-hmm.
What was the response?
It was a nice, warm response. What the hell did he say?
Oh, I like warm. Okay, nice and warm.
It was nice.
It was pleasant.
Like, right. Like, okay. Let's see. Actually, I said, so, hey, you crossed my mind a few times today. Every time I meant to reach out, I got distracted. Anyway, I did the palm face emoji. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. And he said, hey, I figured I wouldn't bother you today since I kept you out late.
Oh, with 2 hays?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But 2 days.
He's serious.
Yeah. I said, so let's go ahead and establish that clearly you wouldn't be bothering me because I did stay out late with you. So he said, noted and logged for future reference.
Oh, yeah.
Which continued the conversation for a little bit.
It's okay.
Like, yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Because I guess that's my thing. It's like, you know, I'm a romantic,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't follow up with nothing crazy. I usually let the woman, like, set the tone because I'm a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like when you you know, watching your prey,
mm-hmm.
you still pay attention to how they maneuver,
right?
How they, you know, because you want to just jump out the bush on them,
right.
Scare them off.
Yeah.
So I try to watch and pay attention, you know, mm-hmm. with little subtle things,
mm-hmm.
without being like Joe. You know, I don't want to
right.
be. Hey, you. You know, you know, we don't want to go there with it.
She ate her sandwich right. with the wrapper on. I can't believe she did that.
That means she's practical. Like, yeah, we can't do that. You know what I mean? But I do try to pay attention to where it's like it's subtle hints.
Yeah.
So I know when to bother, how to bother. Mm-hmm. Do I say something like that? Like the hey, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, do she hear mm-hmm. my voice when I say the hey, or mm-hmm. is she just hearing, like, is she reading it literally? Like,
right.
You know? He's going to hate me twice, bro. He's possessive. Like,
right.
You know, so it's, I guess, like, did you like the subtleness of the response, or?
I did, because it was like, he's not coming on too strong, like he's trying too hard, mm-hmm. Or he's trying to be too possessive after one date. And it's just kind of like, I can tell I'm digging you. Let's see where this goes type in the conversation. So.
Okay.
It's like light, but just enough pressure, put it that way.
So that was, good lead in.
Mm-hmm.
Good lead in. Because that was going to be my next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as with him applying the pressure, like, what does that look like for you, like, when a man applies pressure, like, for it to be effective?
Mm. For me, it takes some care. Like, I need to know that you are like, are you okay? Like, are you really okay today? Did you eat today? You know, that project that I mentioned to you that I was working on, mm-hmm. you know, did you finish your project? How's your project going? Like, just paying attention, but not being so one-dimensional with it. Not like, hey, how you doing every morning? Or good morning, beautiful. And lead a conversation right there. That does absolutely nothing but tap my last nerve.
You need to be replenished.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Because you a carer.
I am.
You know what I'm saying? So you need to be replenished. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah.
So if somebody can show you that instantly. Mm-hmm. It helps build the intrigue. Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so fellas, listen. Let me help y'all out. Hey, y'all, find out.
Please help them.
Find out with these Please ladies what they need to be like, what they need to recharge.
Help them, Lord. Help them, because they don't understand. Yeah. I had a guy tell me that he was applying pressure, and it's just been a lot of good morning, beautifuls.
Well, I mean, you're beautiful.
I mean, and
though.
That's nice, right? It's not that I don't appreciate the compliment. Yeah. It's not that I'm even being bitchy about it,
hot chick problems?
It's busy girl problems.
Okay, all right, okay.
I'm running three businesses and a single parent problem. Mm-hmm. I can't. Good morning, beautiful is nice, but if you're not following it up with something, it does absolutely nothing but go right mm-hmm. past my head. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so literally this is a text I used to send every day. I just mm-hmm. reworded it to make it impactful.
Okay.
But I would literally send a text every day to a young lady telling her, listen, I hope you have a pleasant and fruitful day. I hope everything you touch manifests. Mm. Enjoy your day.
I love it.
And literally every day I would change the verbiage in it mm-hmm. so that she was, you know, like, okay, this dude.
Right.
It didn't work, but I tried.
I love it because it's thoughtful. It's like you care about my day. You want me to have a great day.
Because it was genuine.
It's intentional.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So that's the craziest thing. And it wasn't intentional for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was literally for her.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, yeah. Nope. Still single.
You know, I think we're a different breed. And I think mm-hmm. that is one of the things that makes us... makes it hard for us trying to date because we've got like that old soul type energy, you know? Well, we need to be with someone that we can have stimulating conversations with, you know, and be with someone that can appreciate a stimulating conversation.
Best dates
Not
ever.
Everything one dimensional. Hey, how you doing? What you do today? Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I did that too. Oh, okay. Did you eat today? Yeah, I ate. That's cool, but it's very one-dimensional, you know?
I had a young lady tell me what she was majoring in. Mm-hmm. You know, she went back to college. Mm-hmm. She told me her major, and she told me, what she was trying to do with that major. Mm-hmm. And it was all about, you know, psychiatrics, you know?
Okay.
And I was like, yo, listen, don't take this the wrong way. That was so sexy. And she was like, stop. I'm like, listen. The fact that you told me what you're studying, mm-hmm. and I could hear the passion in your voice, mm-hmm. that shit was hot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it was, for real. Like,
yeah.
You know, she's like, oh, I'm trying to study this, and then, you know, I'm going to combine it with this. And then. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn. Damn, you fine.
Right, you got to make love to the mind first.
Oh, man.
That's so hard for people in this dating age.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. Well, you know what? I do understand why.
Tell me.
So I'm trying to remember if it was a morning show I was listening to, if it was a comedy show, I don't remember what the hell I was listening to. But when they said it, I was like, ooh, that makes so much sense. No, it was, ironically enough, it was Steve Harvey. But he made sense. So he was saying how.
I was trying to hold it in. Okay.
I know. I'm sorry. I remember it was Steve Harvey now. He was saying how back in the day, you know, of course, there were phones, but, you know, somebody passed you the phone number. You got to wait for them to call. You don't know when they go call. So you're just anticipating this phone call.
Facts.
You know? And then when they finally call, you know, you got the twirling the phone cord and, you know, got your legs on the wall and having these deep conversations. Like, mm-hmm. that was the thing. Or, you know, if you walked a young lady home or you dropped her off, you sitting out at the porch just talking, you know, for hours. And so back in the day, that was normal. Fast forward to now, everything is instant. We got the internet.
Yeah.
We got these dating apps. We got phones. We got text messages. So now it's just like, especially with like broken text lingo, it's easy to just be like, say a whole sentence with 12 emojis and
OMG FYKA.
Right. Yeah. And just 5 3-letter words and that's it. That's a whole conversation to some people and it really isn't. So he was saying that he feels like people lost the art of conversation. And I was like, I can see that though.
I don't know.
I think it's part of it.
I was going to say, I think it's part of it. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that this is separation mm-hmm. because we're talking about generations at that point.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And you have to ask yourself, like, are you dealing with people who are going forward or mm-hmm. are you dealing with people who are our age and going backwards? Mm. Because there's, like, I don't adapt to somebody younger than me style of anything.
Facts.
I may have knowledge of it. I pay attention to it. I mean, mm-hmm. y'all style is y'all style. We had our own style at that age, so I can't knock them for it.
Right.
You know, I'm not a fan of when people our age go, man, these kids, guys. It's like, you act like you wasn't wilding or you wasn't, you know, come on, man. Stop it. Leave these kids alone.
We had our own thing. It was just different.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. It was colorful as hell and weird. You know what I'm saying? The same way we look at some of our parents' stuff and we'd be like, yo, y'all was fly, but y'all was some weirdos, bro.
Right.
You know,
like, the whole 80s. 80s clothing and fashion, I just hope never makes a comeback.
From the knee up, your dad looked like he just struggling. Then from the knee down, everything just loose and flared. You know what I'm saying? But that's your dope outfit for the day. Right. You're a wild guy. So it's like you got to look at, it's the art is going to change. It can't mm-hmm. stay steady. It mm-hmm. can't stay stagnant. It's mm-hmm. going to change. And when it does, the youngins got to adapt. Man, I'm not about to sit up here and turn my clock back to appease no woman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the gentleman that I was bred to be. I always get the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's cold outside and you took off running and you left me, get in the car. It's unlocked. You know what I'm saying? I hit the button twice. Right. Good. Don't stand out there in the cold talking about some, come on. No, I didn't run. You didn't take my hand and say, come on, baby. You know, you left
me.
Me
in the rain.
Yeah. You left me. So it's like I this is what I'll say to counter it. Mm-hmm. I think we've lost the art of paying attention mm-hmm. and studying before we dive in head first. Mm-hmm. The things that we used to find out about people, we found out for our own safety, our comfort, but also to make sure that they were good too. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was one of those, you know, I'm getting some booty. I mean, mm-hmm. That's the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if she ran with it, boom, you got the stamp, bro. You know, but other than that, if you really trying to court, man, you have to be able to be consistent with your actions.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel on what he's saying, mm-hmm. but as technology change, you know, I don't see myself at 42 sending acronyms to women mm-hmm. all day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And emojis.
Right.
No, I'm still sending you a full sentence with a period. Might have some commas in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just saying.
Right.
So it's like, I think the art does change, but at the same time, there has to be something with the man that allows us to take control of the atmosphere and for us to be able to dictate what direction it goes. We do need y'all to play along. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It does help.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we should be able to navigate those things to get what we need in mm-hmm. order for us to do the best thing that needs to happen to give you the best experience. Mm-hmm. You know?
So why do you think an issue that I have with dating apps, mm-hmm. which is why I just hate dating. Anyway, with the dating apps, you know, you'll match with someone. So my latest one was Hinge. I've tried them all. Mm-hmm. I did Plenty of Fish like over a year ago for 2 seconds. And I was like, oh my God, all these people are weird. And
okay.
it was everybody just look. All I kept seeing was FWB. And I'm like, what is that? What is that? No. Clutch my pearls. Friends with benefits.
Oh, Paul. Oh, wow. They mm-hmm. just, okay.
Yeah, they just come out and say it. That's what I'm looking for.
What is that?
Just looking fast. That's just.
You just say it.
They just say it. On that app, that's the way they're rolling that up. I was like, ooh, we ain't doing that no more. Let's get rid of that.
So wait, okay. Not so. I'm befuddled.
I was too.
You can't, there's nobody you can walk up to and be like, yo, what up, though? Listen, you got a fat ass. I'm just trying to smash. And they get a nasty. Look, my name, they call me Bill around here, shorty. It's your real name? Stop that. Listen. I'm just trying to tickle you, baby, make you laugh a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Be that little hinge in your spine, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, girl? Look here.
They don't do that. You need to teach them.
Let me be your friend and we could be beneficial. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? That's what I'm bugging on. You got to go in there and FBW on the...
Yep.
Oh, FWB. That's, you a wild guy.
I had no idea what that meant. I kept seeing. I was like, what the hell is that?
Did you see? I'm lost. I'm like,
right. What? Like, what? Wow. So I got rid of that. I tried Bumble. Now, Bumble was my jam for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. It led to absolutely not one single good possible no. Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing. Damn. I did meet a few guys off the app.
Okay.
Let's just say a dating coach that I follow on Instagram says she feels like Bumble is terrible because with Bumble, the woman has to initiate conversation once you match. Mm-hmm. See how you looking at me? Yeah. So it leads to the type of men that will be on Bumble, she feels, are guys that are not as secure with themselves because they can't take charge in the situation.
That's a hard one.
I know.
Only because you guys still have to give us permission, mm-hmm. no matter what. So anything beyond that, like you guys have to verify stuff. Mm-hmm. A woman's body can say, make love to me, mm-hmm. but she has to verify. It doesn't mean that the rest of her agrees.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Just because her body's turned on don't mean she's in, like she wants to. Mm-hmm. It just means she's turned on.
Right.
Happens.
Yeah.
So you guys have to give us permission. So I get it because it keeps you from just becoming prey constantly. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I wouldn't want to do that. I like to approach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would rather see you and be like, yo, what up, though? As you can clearly, I just say like, what up, though, like 82 times right. so far. Like that's, I have no problem walking up to a woman and saying, what up, though? And she cannot, excuse right. me? What up, though?
Right.
You know, do the little... You know, yo, I have no hesitation.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they get me, mm-hmm. you know. And from there, it starts conversation.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because once the conversation starts, it's like, we good.
That has not been my experience at all.
That's wild.
Hinge was my most recent one. Mm-hmm. I lasted all of 3 days on Hinge. Okay.
Became unhinged. Okay.
Right. The thing with Hinge is you match and then you can have a conversation. But so the thing was, I was matching with these guys. Mm-hmm. We might start a conversation and then they say nothing. It's like it just goes away.
Why? Do you know why?
That's what I'm trying to understand. So let me give you a good scenario. Let me give you a real good one. Yeah. So this one guy, they have all these different prompts that you can answer, right? And so his was like, I bet you can't. The prompt was like, I bet you can't, or I bet you something. Right. And it was like, I bet you can't twerk while you're making Alfredo or pasta or something like that. Or twerk while you're cooking or something like that. And I was like, you know me. I'm like, bet. So I commented on that and I was like, so what do I win when I win this challenge? Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you saying you can do it? I was like, oh, yeah. So we had a conversation. I was like, okay, this might go somewhere, you know? Yeah. Like at least a meet and greet, as I call it. Conversation just stopped. Now, you know, when they looked at my Instagram, you see that I can twerk. Mm-hmm. You know, you done find the twerk videos. So you did the homework because you showed me, yeah. right? Or you told me that you found it. Then the conversation goes cold. Same thing with another guy. We were chit-chatting for quite a bit. He was at work. He was telling me about his day at work and then kind of some things he liked. Conversation went cold. Now, when it went cold that day, I was like, ah, maybe he got busy at work. You think somebody would come back and finish the conversation the next day? Mm-hmm. No. But then you see on the dating apps, the guys will be like, don't match with me if you're not going to say nothing. Well, I'm trying to talk to you. But listen, the stuff that I...
Yo, if y'all could see my face.
Right. His face was like, what the f-? Let me listen. I have to screenshot this stuff.
Because I be feeling like I talk too much. Mm-mm. So this is really not about talking too mm-mm. much. It's about what's said.
Right.
Okay.
So
okay.
I deleted Hinge, which that did lead to one date, which was mad. It was a great date. I really, just for material, did Facebook dating again.
Okay.
Okay. This one guy, he says, no bisexual women. That's in his caption, like as soon as you see his face, right?
Okay.
He's drinking out of a red cup, but it asks, do you drink or do you smoke? It says he never drinks. Then what the hell are you drinking out of the red cup? I ran across somebody that is a mutual friend with you, so I'm going to skip that one.
Oh, no, pause. Wait, go back. We ain't going to say that. Let me see the joint. Oh, no.
No, no. Now, that's the thing I will say I like about Facebook dating because you can kind of tell based on the friends that you have that are mutual kind of, you can get an idea. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The funny thing is, like I've been at 5,000 friends mm-hmm. like five different times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know 5,000 people. So, like, you could show me some people, and I'll be like, nah, I don't know, dude. He follow me? We friends? That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do not know 5,000 people.
Right.
5,000 people do not, well, they might know me.
They know you.
This
goes
somewhere.
Right.
No clue. We could walk past on the street and be like, hey, like, what up, the hoe? Like, right. I won't know what to do.
You don't know what. Now, here's a good one. Okay. This guy, like, he, you know, told you, it'll show you if they liked you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure what y'all want out this app. Look, like to me, y'all just want to chat briefly. Baby, you have to read these chapters page by page, day to day. If we chat once or twice on here, don't shoot me your number. I'm looking at you straight off top because if I want that number, I'm asked for it. Y'all talking about y'all want a man with old school values, but really you want to see how often I chat back. Really, I don't log on here every day. So be patient with me like you patient with that hairdresser.
Who hurt that guy? Yo, somebody hurt. Somebody did him bad. His heart is broke. Come on, fam.
This is a common trend. Here's another one. Not looking to rush into anything. Just somebody with good vibes that likes to have fun. I'm going to let you know if you're a liar, don't even bother.
Damn.
If you selling pee, I ain't buying. Not into that gay shit, so don't play with me. If you're not trying to exchange numbers and get to know me off this app, then don't waste our time. Just know I have a big...
Come on, pause, bro.
And I'm coming you with wild. That type of energy.
You a wild individual, bro. That's that Kevin Samuels type right there. Like, you a wild individual, man. Like, come on.
I
why are they so angry?
I look at it and be like, oh, here's another one. Single father of three, work for the city, own my own home and cars, in all caps. Do not match me if you're not going to respond. Don't waste my time. It's in all caps. It's yelling at me just like that.
So, okay, so the dudes are basically saying,
don't waste
we saying what hi, but you're not responding back.
That's what these guys are saying.
But and on I'm Facebook, it can go either way?
Yeah, because they can comment you,
mm-hmm.
and then you can respond. But what I did not realize is that if you respond, then you match. Because somebody said, like, you know, you're very pretty or, you know, your energy seems real something or something like mm-hmm. that. And I was like, oh, thank you. You know, I'm not that type
you,
of girl.
Let me see. How do you know if you match?
If you like them, like, so like that one, it'll tell you if they hit the like for you, then you like, then they like you. Mm-hmm. And then there's a part where it'll show you if you match. Now, unfortunately for me, being the nice girl that I am, responding to these compliments,
uh-huh.
man, I matched with guys that I had absolutely, positively no intentions in matching with.
Well, first of all, look, if you are fresh out of relationship and not over your ex, anger issues, aggressive, and cry for minimal life circumstances, swipe left. I can see it in his face, too. He is not playing. Toxic individuals also need not apply. That's gangster right there.
It's a lot of that, though. Why do you feel like you have to put that negativity on your profile? Like, it's not attractive. It's like, who
but
hurt you?
But hold on, though. He fixed it. He said, get God, don't get aggressive. Respectfully submitted. He fixed it. You know what I'm saying? He was a little angry at first, but once you put the father on the job, you feel what I'm saying? That wasn't a, this not an angry, he just, the brother
oh
just,
my God.
He dead serious. That's all.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he got a serious demeanor.
It's so crazy.
So I think maybe one of the issues is, though, it's how much heartbreak is going around right now
mm-hmm.
because the instantaneous stuff. I think things move too quick.
Mm.
Not that I think that's horrible,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, so I've been married twice.
Mm-hmm.
Before each one, I dated about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were certain components of it that I was like, dang, I probably should have did this smoother or did that a little smoother. I should have took my time here to,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it helped create a better foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's like, I can't say that in either one of my marriages that, like, it was just like a horrible experience. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Horrible enough for me to walk away and, like, yeah. just be mad at women.
Same. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I can't say that. You know, I can talk all day about how I would have liked if they would have maybe done one or two things, and then how mm-hmm. I could have done four or five things differently. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To help create a better balance or even a better friendship.
Yeah.
But to walk away and be like, if you ain't going and then need not a, you know, like, these dudes angry.
It's a lot of it. It's like, wild. It's really off-putting because it's like, you got anger issues, or who hurt you? Whoever hurt you, you not over it.
I think
it,
that's
clearly.
What it boiled down to.
Because I'm going to tell you what, my caption just says, looking for my romantic best friend. That's it. That's it.
See, I knew you had player. It just came to the surface right there. Then you
that's
did it. The hand movement, like, that's shh,
it.
Done.
That's it. That's all I need saying. To say.
That's what I'm saying. See, I the reason I can't do it because I'm going to put something stupid. Like, it'd be something like a Pootie Tang reference. So, yeah, looking for my leap of time. You know, something what? Ridiculous. And somebody actually will probably answer. That's what's so bad.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sure somebody is responding to this. Not going to be me today.
Because I would purposely put, like, my worst picture up. Beard just raggedy, kind of like now. Like, just raggedy all over the place. You know what I mean? Just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
With the wild faces.
I already know. Like, if I think I have pictures without makeup up there, or very little makeup. I don't do pictures with the filters.
What do that mean to you, though? You smooth face vandal,
oh,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't talk about some without no makeup. Just,
but still, I'm telling you, I bet you any amount of money, I get the least amount of play. If I did all of the pictures with the ass and titties all out, and
oh, of course,
you know,
yeah,
if I posted, I don't even talk about what I
we visual.
Do.
We're visual.
You know, if I had a picture of me on the pole or twerking.
Pause. Let's, we need to re-reference. Like, re.
I'm not a stripper.
No, you know, she's not any of those things. Like, you see, like, pause. Like, you just, it's on the pole, I'm like, yo, we in the porn.
Look,
like,
and I almost said it's a job, pause. And then I was like, that still don't work.
Yeah, no, nothing. Like, you're supposed to say, I'm a erotic dance instructor.
I like that. I'm going to have to use that. Erotic dance instructor.
Boom.
I like that.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm
you can't.
Using that.
You can't be like, yo, I was on the pole. Pause. Like, that's not going to work for me, man. Like, our relationship is solidified, fam. You can't do that. They be like, yo, what they doing on that show? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my ace. They can be like, on the pole.
Right,
what are them Booker be talking about?
Doing?
Yeah, pause. Like, y'all wild out here.
Oh, erotic dance.
My bad. I went left. My bad.
It's cool. It's cool.
I just
cool.
wanted to make sure you was, you know, in a good place. You know what I'm saying?
That.
Yeah. You be having wild dudes hitting you now on Facebook, like, yo, she be on the pole,
oh my
nigga.
Gosh.
Like,
yeah.
Just totally misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So I literally write like love letters for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that based off of what you've read that I've done?
Mm-hmm.
It, would that be too much to gradually build with the woman to show her my interest?
Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because it's thoughtful. Mm-hmm. It's sincere. It's beautifully written. It's like the way that you write, it's like you could love a woman from her eighth follicle to her crusty pinky toe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it comes across. So I think I really don't understand why you're single.
Okay. Oh, it's choice.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
you
definitely,
know what I mean? But
when I say it's by choice, I'm not being arrogant or cocky. But yeah, it's definitely by choice.
No, I meant you. Because yeah. I can make a phone call and be in a relationship.
Right.
Don't mean that's what I want.
Man, look, all bad. You know what I'm saying? And the wild thing is, it's like the more in tune I become.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more difficult.
Yeah.
Because even it's women that I would look at and be like, dear God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at them going, she's gorgeous, but nah.
Yeah.
You know
I
what
can't.
I mean? My
right.
tastes have completely changed.
Yeah.
And the things that I'm looking for, I'm not looking for someone to walk into the room with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At this point, like, I'm looking for a dance partner. Mm. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
Looking for a dance partner. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even looking. It's almost like I'm looking without looking. Right. I'm letting things organically take place.
Right.
And I'm not going to sit up here and, you know, I don't entertain. It's not like I'm running around just hollering at women. You know what I'm saying? That's not my thing. It's not my thing. But the whole thing is, like, if we're going to have that dialogue, you know, I want to make sure I'm not wasting their time, too.
Mm. Yeah, don't waste their time. W-A-I-S-T. I saw lots of that on the app. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
That was a little petty. I'm sorry.
Well, they were talking about the measurement of time.
Lies and garbage.
I tried. Okay.
I saw so many times. Don't waste my time, W-A-I-S-T. I was like, oh, God.
Did you see the post I put up about gestures?
I don't think I did. You put it up yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see it yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, it's not about the gestures. Mm-hmm. And I spelt it with a J. And my homegirl was like, Book, come on now, fam. I want to call you out, but you know that's with a G. I said, but is it?
Well.
And she was like, see, I thought you meant that. I was like, I did. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not about the kind gestures. Mm-hmm. You know, some of that shit be, come on. You know when that stuff about you and when it's about them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, they fall in love with the, oh, he did. The Burke, he bought me a Birkin. Like, that's what got you?
Yeah.
A bag that's deep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay. Mm.
There's this post, I'm going to say this and then we have to wrap it up, but there's this TikTok. I'm still waiting for the ability to do this, but there was this TikTok floating around where a girl asked, what experience did you have with a person romantically that made you realize you were settling for less?
That's it's deep, question.
Right? And the women, like, you know how you can duet it, and then, you know, the woman gives their response, and, like, some of the responses, like, I've literally sat there and cried with them because they were beautiful, you know? And it was like, dang, we really have settled for some garbage.
Agreed.
You know?
And I ain't trying to knock my dudes. This is real talk. We're on such different pages. Mm-hmm. We work really hard to create a certain atmosphere for the people we care about. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it gets misunderstood. It's not about sending you a text message saying, meet me at the airport. Your ticket is waiting for you and don't worry about your luggage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know people that literally can't wait to get off of work so they can get home, sit across from each other while reading different books, while using the other hand to rub her foot.
Facts.
And she made both of them coffee. Mm-hmm. No TV on. And it's just a jazz album playing in the background.
That's peace.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's peace.
So it's like the things that I think the we've just gotten the visions misconstrued. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, it's not about how much you can supply. It's about the quality of it.
Yeah.
What you're supplying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to stay in the house, but it that'll make it a home.
That's facts.
You know? And that's where I feel where Steve Harvey was coming from. Mm-hmm. Because it's not so much like you don't have to change up the it might change as far as the way it's done, but as far as like what you're looking to receive from it, that's not different.
Right.
You know, everybody wants to come home to comfort. And I ain't gonna front, man. Look, I used to miss the hell out of my wife at work.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get home.
I've been there. I see old Facebook posts to remind me that I actually felt that way when I was married.
Boy.
Can't wait to see my baby.
Yeah. So it's like, it's about learning how to make that last. Mm. If we can make that last, game changer.
Yeah.
Then you don't need them damn date naps with the angry people. Look, I'm on here, but you better not hit me.
Don't waste my time.
I hope them dudes, they're going to listen to the show and be like, those motherfuckers.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
My God. I'm I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm about to say, we're sorry. We ain't trying to put y'all
in the truth. Maybe it'll help you, though. Take it down. Yeah. It's not helpful.
Yeah.
Makes you look bitter. Don't nobody want no bitter man.
No. We supposed to be the stone, y'all. Come on now. Mm-hmm.
But on that note, thank you guys for listening for this ep to this fourth. Do I want to say four? Do I want to say two? I'm going to get tongue-tied. Thank you for listening to this episode. Four tutas. That's what I get for making fun of people and they misspelling. You get tongue tied. See, and, that's the karma I just got.
You was talking in their imaginative voices and tones too. So I ain't want to say nothing. Like, you get everybody on rhythm, tone, sound effects, everything.
That's the karma I get, I guess.
You had the one dude. Please don't hit me back if you don't want to. Like, wait, how she know this? What you doing, Ty? That's the voice you gonna give my man.
That's okay. What you look like.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, until next time, you got something you want to say to the people on the way out the door?
What up, though?
All right, then. Thank you for listening to Let Me Holler At You. We'll holler at you later. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to Let Me Holler At You. To connect with us on social media, you can find Mr. Snow at I Am Your Love Letter on Instagram. And you can connect with me at I Am Ty Wonder on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Until next time.